What the Lord wants me to talk about now is disappointment. Last week, I can't remember when it was, but I prayed for 6 people to get free from disappointment. And I didn't realize how deep disappointment was. See, I've never felt like I've been disappointed. I'm sure I have been. But it never got so deep in my heart to try to destroy me. And disappointment actually causes people to have self-pity. And it causes you to have what we call the Ahab around here, the poor me, everything's bad, everything's horrible. But when we begin to look up disappointment and really study it out, I'm going to read to you some of the definitions of disappointment. I have Nicole's notes. That's what we used the other day. But disappointment means to be defeated of expectation. In other words, it takes away expectation and hope. The Bible calls faith is based on hope. And hope is earnest expectation. Hope is really believing that God is who he says he is. You start with hope. If Satan has a way to destroy hope in your life, you'll never get to faith. And without faith, you can't please God. And without being able to please God, you'll never have the things that God has for your life. And you'll constantly find yourself going after God, but then losing all hope. And then you lose all faith. And that never works for you. The things of God don't work for you. You can't believe that God's real. So if you were the devil, and thank God you're not, but some of you might got quite a bit of him in you, but you would, Satan knows the word of God. He doesn't make up anything to attack us with that the word of God doesn't already tell us is something that he can use against us. And so Satan can read the word of God and he can know if I can take away their hope, then they won't ever have faith. And if they never have real faith, they can't please God and they'll never have any of the promises of God. And they'll continually and continually, it's kind of like you take 3 steps forward, but you're constantly taking 1 or 2 back. 3 forward, 1 or 2 back, okay? The other thing about disappoint is to defeat you of your expectations. So Satan wants to disappoint you. He wants people to disappoint you. He's going to orchestrate situations to disappoint you. He's going to do whatever he can to cause you to be disappointed. You got to look at the flip side of this too. He's going to cause you to be a disappointment sometimes. Sometimes he'll do both. He'll cause you to be disappointed and cause you to disappoint. And sometimes he will just focus on one or the other. People who are always disappointing others feel hopeless and they feel like failures. For example, if you're trying to be a great parent, but you have so much bondage and hurt that you disappoint your children or disappoint your spouse if you're trying to be a good husband or wife. And in that place, when you disappoint someone, it's not just a matter of, you know, they can get over it, we'll pray for them, I'll do better next time. It's like a total feeling of a failure. It's like this big total failure feeling of failure. And so when you disappoint, it's not, most of us are disappointed at some point in life, and most of us disappoint someone. But it's only when Satan has targeted you to take away your hope that it becomes a big issue. Well, I've noticed around here with a lot of what I call the valley people, you know, people who constantly struggle with low self-esteem, people who constantly think there's something wrong with them, that they struggle with this disappointment. And this is probably really big for different ones of you because you get to a certain point and what happens is you take on coping mechanisms, which are demons, to make sure you're not disappointed. So I become hard-hearted. If I don't care anymore, how can you disappoint me? If I choose to not care, if my parents tell me, you know, that I'm good or I do things right, if I just say, they never say that, you know, boom, I don't care anymore. It's a wall. It says, I won't be disappointed because I won't care. And then you go into hard-heartedness and all those things we've talked about. Disappoint is a really strong one once we started studying this. Disappoint, it says also, it frustrates you. So somebody says, I'm so frustrated. So if you're disappointed, you don't just act like a normal, okay, I'm disappointed, you know, we'll have to reschedule this. But you actually get frustrated. You actually get agitated and angry. And it can even cause you to blow up into some rage. Okay, that's because there's a really strong attack in your life to make you disappointed so that you won't have hope, so that you can't have faith, and to make you a disappointment so you'll lose hope in yourself. And you won't have faith in God able to use you. All right, also, it's to hinder from the possession of that which was intended. So it's to stop, Satan sends disappointment to stop you from ever being able to believe in God or hope on God or do the things that God would have you to do. Okay? Disappointment is, once again, failure of expectation. A miscarriage of design or plan. Okay? Now, God has a plan for all of our lives, and Satan knows that. So Satan's main plan for your life is to make sure he miscarries in you the plan God has for your life. His biggest assignment against you is that you never, ever come into the knowledge of the plan of God for your life. You never fulfill that plan. And he'll use whatever he can to make sure that you do not accomplish what God has for your life to accomplish on the earth. Okay? Now, remember, faith is the things hoped for. So if you don't hope for anything, you can't have any faith. The Bible says that in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So lack of hope actually causes physical problems. It causes illness, it causes sickness, it causes spirit of infirmity. Let's look at 1 John 3. See what manner of love the Father has given us, that we may be called children of God. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it was not yet revealed what we shall be. But we know that if he is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone having this hope on him purifies himself, even as that one is pure. All right? So, the only way you're going to sit here on a Tuesday night and want God to purify you and change your heart is if you can have hope in God, if you can have hope that you are a child of God, if you can have hope that you will actually be like God, if you can have hope that God's really changing you, okay? So it's really key to get rid of hopelessness so that you can have hope. I've watched too many people come in and go through a certain level of inner healing and deliverance, get to a certain level of freedom, and then lose all hope and pretty soon totally plummet and have no faith and even question if God is real. And so I believe people who are set up to be disappointed over and over and over again will really have this as a stronghold in their life. Not everyone, but people who are disappointed over and over and over again. If you go on, it says, so verse 3 says, everyone having this hope on Christ purifies himself even as Christ is pure. So what is that hope? That you're going to be a child of God, that you're going to be like God, that you're going to have God reveal himself to you. So if you have no hope that God's going to touch you, if you have no hope that God's going to be real to you, if you've been disappointed, so that then as soon as things don't go the way you want in your relationship with God, you lose all hope. And then let me give you an example to help you with understand this a little bit. When someone's fighting like cancer, they're fighting a horrible disease, or they're fighting something like homosexuality, or they're fighting any very serious addiction, whether it be pornography, whether it be substance abuse, but there's a battle going on. And every time they fail, every time Satan's able to cause them to fail, they feel like a disappointment and a failure. They feel like God has disappointed them because he hasn't delivered them. They feel like they're disappointing God. And it's this big pattern of disappointment, okay? Satan knows when you walk in that, you will begin to doubt if God is really your Father. You'll begin to doubt if God's going to reveal himself to you. You'll begin to doubt if this is for you. And then Satan loves that. And then he begins to pull you downward and downward and downward away from God and away from faith, okay? So you've got to be able to hope on Christ to purify yourself. You have to be able to hope on Christ to hang in there when inner healing deliverance gets a little tough. See, even when I was talking to Karen this morning and I was crying and everything and saying the things God had showed me, and I didn't know why it was such a brokenness and it was so hard to see, and I told her, but it feels good because I have so much hope. I know that when God gets me through this healing process and delivers me from where the enemy's wounded me, I know it's going to be awesome. I know I'm going to have a greater relationship with God. I know I'm going to be more anointed as a minister. I know that God has bigger plans for me. I see being purified by the Holy Spirit as God's approval on my life, that he's changing me into his likeness, okay? So instead of being disappointed and losing hope, even whatever I'm going through, I embrace God, and so disappointment doesn't steal my hope. For example, when Mitchell was really, really sick, and I saw some of his medical reports this morning, and I would go to the doctor, and I was hoping and really hoping and earnestly expecting the medical, the numbers on his blood levels to increase, because I had prayed, I had fasted, I went to prayer meetings, I did everything I knew to do. But when the numbers were worse, it would hit me. And yes, I'd be disappointed, but I'd then go to God and his word immediately and let him heal that disappointment and restore hope. And I never lost faith. The next time I'd go to the doctor, I'd be believing the same thing, and that was for years. But someone who had been targeted to be disappointed over and over and over, when it comes to fighting a battle, Satan knows the minute you're disappointed, he's going to trigger in you a disappointed part of you, every memory of where you think God has failed you, but now you've learned it was just the enemy to deceive you. But you will learn in that place, you'll be conditioned by the enemy and wrong thinking to think, oh, here's just another time it's not going to work. And I've heard enough of you say stuff like this. This was strategically planned against you to steal your hope, which could steal your faith, which would constantly keep you double-minded, because a double-minded man receives nothing from God. If you're double-minded, you won't get your promises. If you're double-minded, you won't get your healings. If you're double-minded, you won't get the things of God. Why? Because God has declared it. Satan knows it. How does he keep you double-minded? He keeps causing things to happen in your life to cause you to be disappointed, to lose hope, to lose faith. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? Can anybody say, oh, I think this is a good one for me to get free from? All right. This is really big in some people. This is as big in some people as I've seen feeling like they're the bad one. This is as big in some people as I've seen them feeling like nothing they ever do is right, okay? And they constantly feel like they're a disappointment. Okay, frustration, a feeling of dissatisfaction often accompanied by anxiety or depression resulting from unfulfilled needs or unresolved problems. But it means to deceived, or you've been deceived. You're frustrated because you've been deceived, or you are deceived. Disappoint, to fail to satisfy the hopes or expectations, or to leave unsatisfied, to undo, or to frustrate. Frustration, a feeling of dissatisfaction. So frustration is a strong spirit too. Everything in darkness is in deception. Okay, it's all to pervert the truth. It's all to pervert who God is. Satan's number one plan, he wants to pervert to you who God is. His number two plan, he wants to pervert to you who you are. He has two ways of perverting who you are. He'll either tell you you're absolutely no good no matter what, and you're going to be constantly disappointed and feel like a failure, or he's going to do like he did with me, tell me I'm all that. Make me feel really good about myself. Make me think I'm so, you know, I'm superior, I'm that important, I've done all these things. He's got two ways. He's going to deceive you about you, or he wants to deceive you about God, either way. And then he wants to deceive you about who you are, either making you feel like you're nothing or making you feel like you're everything. That's it. That's all Satan has. That's all he can do. That's all he can do. Those are the three things he does, he does two of those things to you. Either way, he makes you misunderstand God. That's why all the wrong doctrine is out there, okay? He wants you to be disappointed. He sets you up for failure, okay? Now, let me see what else she has on here. Hope. 1 John 3:3, okay, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure, meaning the Lord. Proverbs 3:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. As you watch God answer your prayers because you get free from all of this deception, when you get into that place, your hope gets stronger and it increases your faith. In other words, once you've seen a miracle, where's Deborah? Deborah. When you first came to Beauty for Ashes, you were pretty disappointed with everything, weren't you? Strong disappointment. This is probably that little thing in you that cries we're going to get rid of tonight. Whoa. But when God supernaturally at one meeting completely healed you of cancer, that kind of canceled that out, didn't it? So now whenever the devil has attacked you because your longing was fulfilled, it's like a tree of life in you. That truth of what God did for you continually helps you fight these strongholds that were so deep in your life, all right? But if Satan sideswipes you good and hard, like your child dies of something, or a marriage breaks up you were believing for, or something, you see what I'm saying? If something horrible happens, it's going to have the same impact to try to bring you against God and believing God. Unless, you know, God does something so powerful in there to intervene. Okay? So while God wants to do miracles because he loves you and he knows miracles encourage you and his heart is to do good for you, when those things happen in your life, if you study the book of Psalms and you study David, you will see that when David came under attack, he lifted up what God had done for him. When he was facing Goliath, he said, I killed the bear, I killed the lion. I can handle Goliath because the same God who killed the bear and killed the lion through me is going to kill this giant through me. It's not about me. It's about that God. See, when God does things for you supernatural, when God does these awesome things for you, what does it do? It builds up your confidence in God. What does that do? It gives you great hope. What's hope? Earnest expectation. The same God who healed me, according to Deborah, the same God who healed me of cancer is going to set me free from this low self-esteem. The same God who healed me from cancer is going to get a hold of my husband and save him. The same God. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's very important to remember what God has done. But if Satan can constantly try to disappoint you and cause you not to hang on to the victories in your life. See, Mike, you need to be saying right now, the same God who saved me in jail. The same God who kept me free from drugs for 5 years, the same God who supernaturally healed my arm in a couple of weeks, he's the God who's going to deliver me from my enemy. How easy is that for God? Delivering you from something you've already been delivered from is easier than taking an arm that's completely burned to where they're talking about therapy and being on disability and God taking that arm and supernaturally healing it, putting hair back on it and letting you go to the beach all in the same summer. Is more miraculous than God setting you free from some devil that you separated from a long time ago. So disappointment is really a powerful lying spirit sent into your heart to make it hard for you to believe God. So it can steal your hope. And you need to declare what God says. You need to quit looking at what Satan's putting you through and look at the God who's brought you through. That's why I don't even get bent. I know my leg is hurting again today, all right? I know I shouldn't have pushed the box with my foot.